Hello and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street podcast, and happy new year to you. Yes, this is the first episode in 2024 after such a long break. So I went on a break in, I think that should be October ending. So I haven't published anything since November, December, so about 2 months plus. You know, at some point I became scared, like, oh my God, what is going on? Am I losing my touch? Am I forgetting why I started? Well, I didn't. But remember what Stretch Street podcast is all about. It's all about documenting those stretch stories, overcoming challenges, reminding ourselves that challenges are not exclusive to any of us. We go through them, you know, at every stage in life. We face somewhat insurmountable situations or circumstances that make us rethink our lives, rethink our purpose, rethink our journeys, rethink the path that we are on to say, am I on the right path? Why did I start in the first place? Why am I doing this? Of what importance is this in the larger schemes of things? Well, I went through that phase in the period that I was on break. Remember before I went on break, I made my last video talked about, you know, how, okay, now that I'm going on a break, by the time I'm coming back, I want to put a price on my podcast. I want to make it subscription based and things like that. You know, that I'm just going to put a price on it somehow and all of that. And then I went off on a break, and then just really, really, as in literally took a break. Like, I didn't want to do anything around podcasting, like my podcast. It didn't stop me from doing other podcasts or helping other people with their podcasts, right? But then I started to think about it, you know, so this is not like me saying the length of the break wasn't intentional. I went on a break. I was thinking, look, I'll probably go for like 3 weeks and I'll be back in December, you know, to have the festive period and everything. But there was this struggle. There was a struggle on my inside. I kept going back to the drawing board to say, why did I start in the first place? And this is one of the things that I teach to my students or to people that I coach around podcasting, because it is very important. It is your anchor. Your why is your anchor. And I think this applies to anything that you're doing. But case in focus here is my podcast. I had to go back to ask myself, like, Ejiro, why did you start this podcast in this first place? Is this in line with what you want to do? When you look at it 10 years from now, is this thing that you're feeling, this step you want to take, is it what you really want to do deep down on the inside? And after a lot of consideration, because again, the hustle or the struggle for me was, is this a case of fear that I want to put a price on it? Am I worth it? Blah, blah, blah. But then I had to really dig deep to ask myself that question to be sure. And I discovered, no, it's not about my worth. Like, again, because how much do I want to place on the podcast? Like, how much am I going to place on it? I think what I had in mind was to just make it as little as $4 a month, which is like $1 per episode, right? Like, what difference would that make in my life? Maybe nothing much. And then I had to question myself, like, why did I feel like it was important for me to put that price on it to make me feel like, okay, now I'm getting more serious with my podcast? I could not defend it. I could not see a reason why, based on the core of why I started a podcast in the first place. I started podcasting in the first place because I really wanted to, you know, leave an impact. I really wanted to be a resource to people who might most likely not be able to reach the type of people that I want to bring on board, right? I mean, I've had guests from all over the world. Without this platform, I might not have been able to glean wisdom from all these different people from the part of the world. And me doing that gives access to everyone who has access to me. Do you see? And this was the reason I started, to make an impact. Do I want to make money? Yes. So I had to ask myself, is this the source of my money? Like, directly? And the answer for me was an emphatic no. I want to make impact with my podcast. I am considering my podcast as, consider it my CSR. Why? I have other means of earning. I'm a coach. I coach people. I coach women in their 40s to help them tap into their abandoned dreams, to bring those dreams to life by working with them, seeing why they haven't been able to work on that dream, and helping them figure out steps to take towards working that dream and bringing it to life. You see, that is one way that I earn. Another way that I earn indirectly through this podcast is it expands my network. And when that happens, I am able to collaborate with people that I come in contact with in other areas of my expressions. One major example is my ability to host event as an event host or MC, if you call it that, right? So based on this, it opens me up to network of amazing people. And then when they ask, oh, EJ, is this the only thing you do? I'm able to say, oh, no, I don't only podcast. I'm an author, I'm a coach, and I'm an event host. And so there are other opportunities that open up to me because I am doing this podcast. So putting all of these reasons together, I came to a conclusion that I wasn't going to put a price on it. I'm going to continually give this to you for free. And my hope is that for every conversation that we have on this show, on this podcast, that your mind will be open, your hope will be raised, your resilience level will be increased because you'll be able to learn from the lessons of others. You'll be able to get inspired by the stories of others, including mine. You know, so every once in a while, I'm going to come here and have a solo, you know, episode like this one. All right. So again, I thought about it. And when I was really convinced within me and I had peace on my inside, I said, yes, it's about time that I came back. Okay. Because for me, again, you should understand this, that podcasting for me is not just about content. I feel like it is really a tool, and that's what I'm using it for. It's a tool that will open me up to bigger things, but it's a tool that is essential for my journey. And that's why, even though I go on breaks sometimes, it's not a break of exhaustion or of overwhelm. It's often a break of taking a step back, realigning with the reason I started in the first place, fine-tuning it, looking at what worked in the past, what didn't, what can I do better? How can I make this more worth your while, right? And mine as well. And get back on it fresh, with new vigor, with new strength, with new focus, with new energy. And that is what has happened now. So with joy in my heart, conviction in my heart, knowing that I really want to be here for you to be that resource where you can click on the link that leads you to the video or the audio podcast to say, you know what? Let me hear other people's story, people that have gone through challenges. How did they go through it? What did they do? What can I learn from their stories? And then glean something from that to help you on your own journey. It works for me. Like sometimes when I'm down, when I'm low on morale, I just go and listen to my podcast. I'm not listening to myself, of course. I'm listening to my guests, learning from what, you know, from their rich experiences. And I get my heart lifted. I get my soul lifted. I get, you know, I get my perspectives right. And whatever it is I'm going through becomes very small. It shrinks because I'm like, oh my God, this person went through harder things. And here they are today, making impact, impacting their world. So whatever it is I'm going through right now, it's not here to kill me. It's here to make me stronger. It's here to make me more valuable. So I'm able to reposition and take that posture or assume that posture of a learner to say, okay, what is this situation here? What is this challenge here to teach me? And when I assume that posture, it helps me, you know, be more aware and look at, okay, you know, those things that I can learn, that I can glean from, and I can pass on to the next person who I might encounter on my own journey, and probably are going through challenges, and they'll be able to find comfort in my words. I'll be able to, you know, give them or say the right things to them that will keep them moving. All right. So yeah, this is it. So we're back. I'm super excited. Welcome. I know. I'm repeating a lot. And that's because I'm super, super excited. Yes. So, but again, I would love to crave your indulgence. So please do not just, you know, watch this podcast or listen to the podcast. Please engage with me. And also I changed my hosting because I really love what AfriPods are doing, and I want to be a part of that, and I want to support the work they're doing by also enlisting my podcasters. So I've moved my podcast from Spotify for podcasters to AfriPods. Hopefully this is a great, you know, thing to support the community, because I also want to be actively involved in what they are doing as a community. So I'm now hosted on AfriPods. So the link is what led you here. If you're watching the video, you're on YouTube. The link to the audio version is going to be in the description, so you can go listen, or you can share that with somebody who might want to listen to this episode. But welcome back. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. It promises to be an amazing one. And I'm hoping that, you know, everything that you've set out to do for this year, that you'll be able to achieve them before the year runs out. All right. This is the Energetic EJ. From the next episode, I'm going to start again with guests. And like I said, I'll be alternating. Sometimes it will be just me, and sometimes it will be me and my guest. If you're yet to subscribe to this YouTube channel, please do subscribe and turn on notification so that you are alerted every time that we have a new episode. And also, you can follow me personally, The Energetic EJ, across social media. And you can follow the podcast as well at Stretch Street Podcast or Stretch Street Pod, depending on what platform you're following us on, so that we can keep the conversation going. I would love to hear from you. If there are any topics, or if there are any people you know who have an amazing story to share, please reach out to me. Let me reach out to them, or send them a link to my podcast and say, sis, bro, you need to be on this podcast. We want to hear your story, right? We want to hear the life lessons that you've learned. So direct them here so that they can be a part of the conversation. Until I come your way next week, fully with a guest on the show, and as we kick off the 2024 journey on Stretch Street Podcast, this is the Energetic EJ. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Stretch Street Podcast.